This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready? A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Now, of course, there are also Trump supporters who have been attacked.
Look, and that's not acceptable either. But what we have to do is figure out how we're going to heal the wounds after this very, very tough election. Let's face it, this was an election like we've never seen before. There has to be a period of healing. Now, the president-elect has a chance to do that first in word, ultimately in deed. And I think the selection of his team also becomes crucial here. Obviously, many people, myself included, have raised concerns about Mr. Bannon as an example of someone who adds to people's fears. And I think the president-elect needs to think about a team that would actually be reassuring.
Did you tell him that?
Yes, of course.
And what do you do? I see Bannon's already been chosen.
Look, a lot of things happen in transitions. I think when people look at someone associated with a website that has been divisive and extremist and obviously has talked about white nationalism, for example, there's a chance for the president-elect to rethink that person's role.
And you said those words to him.
I said to him that I thought Mr. Bannon was sending a very wrong message and did not belong.
What did he say?
Again, I'm not going to characterize his position, but I do appreciate that there was a candid discussion.
Mayor de Blasio, I find it quite interesting when people on the left point out divisiveness as if there's no divisiveness on their side. Come on. It's a worldview. It's all part of the recipe. And it's not necessarily going to be about one person. It's the homogenization of the team that, President-elect Trump puts together. They definitely would give, like anything, when President Obama went through his transition, picked his team, people questioned that sort of thing. Bannon, they want to perceive as being a bit of a lightning rod. You look at his background and his accomplishments and you go, wow. Yeah, he is associated with Breitbart and what Breitbart represented. I mean, I think Breitbart would have cheered. I mean, for all that he called out, the inequity that was happening in our politics and in our government. That's what Breitbart was guilty of. And Bannon and those associated with Breitbart, I believe the same way. I mean, they're offering their opinions, their insight, their reporting. This is what we do. This is a country that believes in free speech. We don't believe in free gang warfare by no means. And of course, the mayor kind of glossed over that real quick. It's all about healing. Well, it's also all about the rule of law. And we're not going to. It's kind of hard to heal, Scott, when somebody keeps cutting you open. You know what I mean? If they keep pulling you out of a car and beating you up and opening up wounds, how do you heal?
Yeah, you can't. And the problem that I have is that I do agree with what they're saying, is that you should work together, that they should work together, and they should be in unison on this. But at the same time, they weren't like that when the last president came, when Obama came in. I understand that you know when you get in a fight with your little brother, he would hit you, and then you'd hit him back. Mm-hmm. And then you'd get yelled at, and but he did it first, and I understand. Yeah. I understand the pettiness of that, but at the same time, what olive branch have they ever extended,
right,
in order to even show that they want, yeah, peace?
But what happens with your little brothers? Eventually, you come back together because you're brothers, and this is what happens. What should happen here? But we also have to be careful.
Well, no, Bill, you wait till mom and dad are gone, and then you. You show him why he's the little
then
brother.
Then you kick his butt.
That's right.
And put him in his place and let him know who the alpha dog is.
The ultimate thing. Okay. You show mom and dad. And
yeah, that's all we need. We don't need any more alpha dogs here. We got too many flying around here in this country right now. But, I mean, truly, if you're interested in healing and having a conversation that I believe is going to be beneficial and constructive, then we need to get outside of this stuff. And, of course, the interference by clearly George Soros and others that are baiting and paying for these professional writers.
To be fair, de Blasio said that that Trump was open to a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, there's your answer.
Well, there's your example right there, okay? You've got an example. by a leader, as we discussed with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. That's what's been missing, a leader, and I believe we have one here now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Big step made forward on Election Day 2016. But now the heavy lifting is taking place. I mean, we've got a president right now and his transition team hiring, you know, 4,000, something like 4,000 employees to get our government working and, you know, to get it to make the dramatic step of starting to, you know, secure our position and our moorings in such a way to where this country can get back on track. But, you know, as Scott and I were talking about, that this was an all-hands-on-deck kind of affair, and this is what happened. You know, people that weren't expecting, as Julie Kelly pointed out, you know, educated suburban moms aren't supposed to vote for Trump. I mean, after all, they, of all people, because they're educated and intelligent, they want the first woman to be elected. Well, you know, again, fortunately, this time around, America was open for a woman, I believe. Yeah, there's, you know, it wasn't like the glass ceiling was lowered. It was the candidate that was flawed, and I believe even Democrats admitted to that, sadly. And, you know, part of me, as just a fellow human being, considers, you know, the pain and how hard it must be on Hillary Clinton. But, you know, like anything that happens negative in our life that disappoints us, you know, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that disappointment? Are you going to own that and say, okay, what could I have done differently? And it's not like life is over for Hillary Clinton. I mean, with all her experience, you know, she can bring something to bear, I believe, in a positive way, but she has some soul searching to do. Just like we all do from, you know, from time to time, when things do not happen the way we expect them. We take responsibility, you know, that's the mature thing. To take responsibility for the results and say, okay, what can I do? And sometimes it carves deeper than others, and you can sense that for Hillary Clinton, you know, as she said, this is painful and it's going to take some time. But I believe that that time is a woman of faith that she professes to be. She has that advantage that she has her God to go to pursue the truth and understand some things. And hopefully she's not so ideologically fixed that she's not willing to deal with some things that are, you know, very painful. The fact that, you know, you can talk about a public figure the way in which she was talked about, you know, throughout the press, not so much the mainstream media, but for those of us who are independent that were pursuing the truth and saying, look, at we deserve a candidate who is worthy of the office, who is credible, who has the kind of character that does count. And, you know, I think that Donald Trump, not a politician, you know, one of us, a fellow human being, flawed, like, you know, like Hillary Clinton, found out that when you're on the public stage, it all comes to bear here. And what he had to endure, what he will endure, in the next 4 to 8 years. Most incredible. And I know, you know, there's leaders around the country, if not around the world, and you're going, who would want to be president of the United States? But thank God, you know, you have people that want to be, that are leaders, that can be an example. And as others said in the ensuing days since the election, that, you know, the hope and prayer is that Donald Trump, you know, he has surprised us. He has surprised America. He has surprised the world to rise to this level out of a truly outsider. Nothing to do with politics other than, you know, look at, he used it to his advantage in business. You got money. It's all about influence. If you can influence the powers to be, you do it. That's just the order of the day. And that was, you know, the depth of his experience was quite telling. So he saw the belly of the beast. He was there and he knew the vulnerability and he saw what was going on. And this wasn't something he just thought about overnight, you know, as we had reported. You know, after the last election and the loss, you know, that Mitt Romney endured, he went out right away, trademarked, Make America Great Again. And so that goes to tell you something. You know, he thought about it, planned for it, had this vision, and took it out there. And in the process of doing that, you know, he understood, like everybody else did, that, hey, he's human, and we all make mistakes. But, you know, he's got an opportunity to be an exceptional leader, and that's what we're hoping and praying for. With us right now is someone I haven't talked to and been around since 1985. I'm not even sure if he remembers or not, but I distinctly remember it was a rather proud time for me when I had an opportunity to work on the Billy Graham Crusade that came to Southern California, Anaheim, California, in 1985, 10 glorious nights. You heard me talk about this when we talked with Franklin Graham a couple of weeks back. And Tom Phillips was the leader of that crusade. And it was a real special time for me and many of us that, you know, were there for this incredible, incredible crusade. Like I said, 10 glorious nights in Anaheim, California, had nothing to do with baseball, had everything to do with the main game of life, and that is our eternal souls. Dr. Tom Phillips, good to be talking to you. This is Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thank you. I didn't realize you were talking to our guest. Thank you very much for letting me share with you.
Yes, absolutely. Tom, you know, and again, I don't even know if you remember or not, but when the publicist it said Tom Phillips, I go, my goodness, I haven't talked to him since 1985. You remember the days, Waterbed Gallery, you came up to my office and we sat and we talked.
I do.
And then
Actually, I do.
And I gotta tell you, this is the thing. You talk about, you know, the whole, you know, Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. They operate, number one, I say above all, in humility. I've never been around such a humble group of people that reflect, you know, Dr. Graham's heart. His heart, Billy Graham's heart of humility is there, and it's so noticeable. But also the level of faith. You know, I was at the time very much a businessman, and I was involved in, you know, getting together supplies for this 10-night crusade. And Tom comes to me and says, well, we need to get, I think it was like 200 typewriters. And
right.
We needed 200 typewriters. And I go, well, yeah, okay, well, you know, I don't know to say no. I go, okay, we'll make that happen. And then after he leaves, it's like one of those moments, okay, where do we go to get 200 typewriters?
I love it.
But by the grace of God, we got the typewriters, but it was amazing. People donating typewriters. And this is, of course, for some people, who are very much a part of the, current technology, you know, typewriters, saying typewriters to them is like talking about records, right?
It does date us, does it not?
Yeah, it does a bit, but, what a glorious time. So I've been looking forward to time to get reconnected with you, Tom, and, talk about your book. Jesus Now, God is up to something big, and no doubt, I believe, you know, America, people of faith, and even people of no faith are understanding there is something on the horizon here.
We totally agree, Bill. We actually think that it's already begun.
Yes.
And we are seeing the signs, literally, of a true awakening in the church, revival in the church.
Yes.
Of love, forgiveness, and acceptance within the framework of biblical truth.
Exactly. Tom, we're going to leave it there. We're going to pick it up on the other side of the break. We've got to go to break right now. It's just about 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Dr. Tom Phillips will continue right after this. Stay with us.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
Join us online at Bill Martinez. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, given the option, why not make it the best day of your life? That's what I say. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Get involved in the conversation, okay, at BillMartinezLive.com. We're talking with Dr. Tom Phillips, an old friend, and I'll tell you, it is a walk down memory lane. You know, I mentioned my involvement, and certainly he was the leader of the crusade there in Southern California back in 1985. That's how we met, and we had some wonderful stories. And you know, one Tom that I wanted to bring back was it was a bit of a challenge for Billy Graham as he was preaching and giving the message. And when people responded to the message and the call of God on their heart to come forward, and every night there were thousands of people who came forward and said that's me. You know, I've got a hole in my heart, and I need Jesus, and I'm standing up. And for them, I mean, here it is. You're at Angel Stadium. I mean, it wasn't like a short walk. I mean, in some cases there were levels that people had to walk down to come down into the infield where, you know, counselors would meet up with them. But in the process of this, in Southern California, form and fashion, as you say, it was quite a radical movement coming off of the Jesus movement, and what happened in Southern California previously. I mean, you had people that were totally lost, and for them now to be found, it was such a celebration that people couldn't help but applaud. And this was, you know, a bit of a challenge for Billy Graham, and he felt like, oh, you know, are people being irreverent? You know, relate that story to our audience, if you would, because I think this brings some understanding of what, you know, the association is all about.
Limity, of course, that the invitation for Mr. Graham and his heritage coming out of the South, it's one of the most solemn moments people are making their commitment to Christ. We were in a crusade earlier in 1976 in San Diego, and we saw a culture shift with the beginning of the Jesus movement and the Calvary Chapel movement, the independent charismatic churches, the beach bums, the ex-drug addicts becoming pastors, the beginning of the new worship music, Maranatha music, the choruses that we all sing today came out of that. And we who had worked, younger guys, we saw the change with Mr. Graham. He had not seen it. Right. And, of course, the people in the stands at Anaheim Stadium, they were the ex-drug addicts. They had been saved from darkness to light. Right. And they were just celebrating, heavenly celebration. They clapped, they cheered. And so Mr. Graham asked them not to clap. And we went back to him later and said, Mr. Graham, here's what's really happened. Oh, my goodness, he said. He loved it from then on.
Right,
he thought
exactly.
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard him one night. He said, this is the clappinest group I've ever been around. You could tell he was still, you know, in trying to process that. But afterwards, yes, he welcomed it and understood that, you know, like children, they were coming to God and feeling like, hey, look it, I've been born again. And it was a real special time. And, you know, Tom, I'm excited about your book and what you're seeing and what you've written for us here to read. Jesus Now, God is up to something big, no doubt, and only the way that God can do things, you know, as Oswald Chambers says, ineffably, you know, it is beyond awesome. And that's what is coming over the horizon. That's what you're seeing, and I'm sensing that as well.
Absolutely. And we're seeing it in detail, not just a big macro picture. For example, we had a revival here in North Carolina that started in a little Baptist church in Burlington, North Carolina, and grew so big from 400 to over 5,000 a night. It went for 11 weeks.
Wow.
With a young evangelist the church had had before, they did nothing different. God just moved. Yeah. Or before that, up in Williamson, West Virginia, a young man who was a football player, had leukemia, was healed, became a Christian. The leukemia came back. He was healed again. And God told him to go in the high school hallways and start telling people about Jesus. And out of that came this movement of God that took over the football stadium and then moved into the arena in the city. It went for 5 weeks. Over 3,000 people came to Christ, not just young people, but even the city manager. Lives were restored. Alcoholics, marriages were restored. And about 4 weekends ago, for example, in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, the end of the Trail of Tears for the Cherokee Nation.
Right.
About 1,000 native chiefs, chieftains, and people met with a big stage, all nations North America. They fasted and prayed for 2 days. They worshiped and they forgave America for the way they had been treated. They weren't asked to forgive. God led them to forgive.
Wow.
We are seeing these pockets of light everywhere we go, and that's why we wrote the book, to encourage people. God is up to something big here, but also internationally.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been hearing internationally, you know, for a while, Tom, that you've got these, burning bushes of revival that's been happening around the world, and in some of the places that you would least expect, in Muslim countries, where ISIS is run amok as well, what's been happening with Yazidis and Assyrian Christians and that, how the light of truth and grace has been sparked in these communities is amazing. And it's almost like the early church again. It's like, well, you're not a Christian, are you? Because if you're a Christian, we're going to impale you on this plank here so we can light up the driveway. I mean, when you have a choice of that kind of persecution and just going along to get along, I mean, you got to know that there's something magnanimous. There's something beyond ourselves that would open you up, that would allow you to freely express your belief in Jesus Christ.
That's absolutely correct. I've got two testimonies in front of me here from Iranian Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that under the noses of the Khomeinis, there are about three million new believers, mainly young people in Iran. Some say as many as 6 million.
Wow.
And it's like China was 20 or 30 years ago. The church is just exploding. And the reason is they are, young people tell us, we became desperate. We became desperate. We had a religion, but we saw the Shias killing the Sunnis killing the Shias. We saw ISIS killing everybody. And we just said, there's got to be hope, keyword, hope somewhere. So this young man, Dennis, told us, quote, in the dream of Jesus, I still remember some marks on his face and that he was wearing a crown, a king's crown on his head. Very strong brightness came out of each part of his body, and many people were bowing down before him. That dream became the turning point of my life. Another convert, a gal, Abby, a young lady, quote, suddenly, one of the nights when I was in bed, I just dreamed, and the light, she didn't know his name, right? The light was speaking as I'm speaking to you now, she recalled. It was speaking to me and calling my name verbally and saying, come to me. I will save you. I will rescue you, she told her mother. Her mother made a commitment, very difficult decision. They could have been executed, socially ostracized, decision to follow Jesus with all of our hearts. And that's what's happening, and it's overwhelming.
Yeah, the thing that is touching about this is the awakening that you speak of in your book, In Jesus Now. And it is an awakening, an understanding, you know, that we have had a lot of dark in this world, and the light is coming through, and it is penetrating, and you have revivals. And I've been saying this in my speaking engagements and meetings with other people, you know, because they say, you know, they talk about revival. And I said, go out and be a revival of one. Just go out and be a revival of one. Let it start with you. You
know, go out there. Actually, yes,
right?
yes. Uh-huh. That's the way it actually began. Someone said, you, if no one else, can be a walking revival. Charles Finney noted that revival is simply normal Christianity.
Yes.
So God is calling us back to himself, and the basis for all of this is prayer. Decision America Tour with Franklin Graham, 50 states, January to October, at the state courthouse, calling people to prayer. That's
exactly
where it begins.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's answering the call, and not holding back on telling your story. And it's just a simple story, like the blind man. He didn't understand. He didn't understand the full implication. All he knew, just like those drug addicts in Southern California, Tom, all they knew was life was different, and they didn't want it to be the same anymore, did they?
That's right. And when the joy of the Lord fills your heart, everybody else says, quote, I want some of that.
That's right. Dr. Tom Phillips has been with us. His book, Jesus Now, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'd like to pay less taxes. Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime, die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? 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 Ready?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Your opinion does count here. We need all opinions here. This is not a, Republican, Democratic thing. This is a we thing. It's an us kind of thing. The United States of America all coming together. I got a real treat for you right now. I got a copy of this book called Game Worn. It's one of the Smithsonian books, so you know it's real special. And Game Worn is about baseball treasures from the game's greatest heroes and moments. And Stephen Wong is with us. Stephen Wong, along with Dave Grob, put this together. This is an unbelievable book. If you love baseball, you're going to want to get your hands on this book. It is treasures from the game's greatest heroes, as I said, in moments. Stunning photography, essays, research on rare game-worn uniforms that bear witness to baseball history. Stephen Wong, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Bill, privileged to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Hey, okay, putting something like this together, I mean, this is not an easy task. This isn't something you just decide one night, hey, we're going to put this together and wham, bam. I mean, this is historical. I mean, how long did it take you to assemble all this?
Well, this was a 3-year project, and it was a packed 3 years because I was trying to do this during, having my day job. So
right.
It was many hours in the evening after work and all through weekends and whatnot. So it was total about 3 years. You know, this is something that Dave and I wanted to do for many, many years, and really the spark hit back in around the summer of 2012, where we said, you know what, we just got to put pen to paper and get this thing going, and, you know, call it, you know, 3.5 years later, it finally got done.
when you two were sitting around talking about this, what did you envision?
Well, we a couple of things. You know, first of all is that if you look at images of baseball history through photography and you know video images, documentaries and whatnot, 99% of the time they're done in black and white, and they're beautiful images, but they're black and white. And so, one of the allures about uniforms is that they were an integral part of the ballpark experience, and they were obviously, arguably, the closest connection to the player, because the player, be it Jackie Robinson, Roberto Clemente, or George Brett, wore that uniform all season long. You know, his blood, sweat, everything is in that fabric. You know, it gives it its significance. And so, you know, when Dave and I, both being very passionate about this segment of collecting, you know, no one has ever seen these uniforms before outside of the collection, call it in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of people can make it up to Cooperstown, because it's a long way to go. I love to go, but you know, reality is it is a long way to go, particularly for a family. And so, you know, the colors that you see that these uniforms and the styles and the fabrics that they exude, and you can see in the book, you know, when they're done in color, it just adds a whole new dimension, appreciation to all those images that we've seen through so many years, you know, of the dead ball era through the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. They're all done in black and white, but when you see these things in color, you say, wow, that it is aesthetically very, very eye-catching and absolutely beautiful. And so, you know, we sat down and we said, look, we want to tell the story of these beautiful artifacts a little bit through art and through some science.
Mm-hmm.
The art is really in the essays, the 71 essays featured, where we try to give historical context to the player who wore it. Okay, why is that, you know, who wore it? Why is it significant? What is the history behind that particular ball player who wore that jersey? Because it's the ball player who obviously invested significance in the uniform.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what he's talking about. This is like small ball from a different angle, okay? When we're starting to get into nuance like this, which is really terrific. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then we have, at the end of the book, we have a compendium section, which is terms and definitions and visual aids of everything you need to know about a uniform.
Mm.
And when you look at a uniform, there are many different interesting aspects of it. You know, there are special patches on the uniforms. You have piping. You have soutache plackets. You have manufacturing tags, laundry tags, you know, all sorts of things that when you look at it, you know, a person may not necessarily know the history or significance.
Mm.
But through the compendium, you'll be able to know everything about
right.
the uniform.
No, that's awesome. Well, even, you know, when looking at the title page, the cover of the book itself, you used a Brooklyn Dodgers uniform?
Yeah,
that's
Jackie Robinson's jersey he wore in 1952 season during home games at Ebbets Field. Needless to say, we all know who Jackie Robinson is, and, you know, to me, it was a no-brainer who should be on the cover of this book. It just so happened that Robinson's jersey from that year, as you can see from the patriotic red, white, and blue, is just aesthetically captivating. But, you know, Jackie Robinson, I think, to both Dave and me, as well as the folks at Smithsonian who so kindly help us put this book together, it was kind of a no-brainer, to put it in the cover.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it is so iconic. And with all these jerseys, and you know, you talk about the pinstripe uniforms of the New York Yankees. You know, I'm looking at Babe Ruth's road jersey from his first season with the Yankees. You know, quite the story there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, a Babe Ruth jersey in and of itself is exceedingly rare, which is not the case for his bats, per se. His bats are quite common, but his uniforms, there's probably only 5 to 6 at most in existence in all original condition, if that. But this one in particular, which is owned by Mr. Thomas Toll, who is one of the foremost collectors in the country, you know, this jersey was worn by Ruth around the 1920 period, which, as you may know, is an extremely significant period in baseball history, Bill, coming off the Black Sox scandal.
Exactly.
You know, in 1919, when the Chicago White Sox threw the World Series to, you know, the Cincinnati Reds, and then baseball just fell off a cliff in terms of popularity because of most of the fans felt it was crooked.
Right.
Here comes Babe Ruth, you know, with the home run. He brought people back to the ballpark, and he wore that jersey, you know, at that critical juncture in baseball history. And it's just absolutely, you know, when I actually had the chance to hold it in my hand when I was doing
You actually held it. Oh, wow.
With my photographer, I just had goosebumps.
I bet. Well, speaking of 1919, you also have Joe DiMaggio's rookie uniform. Wow.
Well, Joe DiMaggio's rookie uniform's from 1936. That was his rookie year. This was the uniform that he wore at his first at-bat on May 3rd, 1936. And, you know, needless to say, it's rookie uniforms have a special allure to them. And there are a lot of rookie jerseys and uniforms that are featured in our book. But this one, obviously, is the full uniform that Joe DiMaggio wore in his first season with the Yankees. And what's significant about this uniform is that in his rookie year, in 1936 only, he wore number 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas as we all, you know, relate Joe DiMaggio with number 5.
Right, exactly.
He didn't wear number 5 until 1937, until the end of his career. But in his rookie year, he was issued number 9.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me. I said 1919. I meant 1936, of course. He didn't go back that far. And of course, I'll tell you what an awesome book, and this is a must have, you know, for all baseball fans. I highly recommend it. This you will spend time with, no doubt. Smithsonian's books, Game Worn Baseball Treasures from the Game's Greatest Heroes and Moments. Stephen Wong, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. All the hard work that you and Dave put to make this all come together. It is a true gift to baseball fans all over the world.
Thanks for having me on the show, Bill. Really appreciate it.
You take care. Stephen Wong, I'm Bill Martinez live. It is just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. As Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential race, there's another election that's also important to people with Medicare, the Medicare Annual Election Period, AEP, to enroll in Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. This year's AEP lasts from October 15th through December 7th. The first step to selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, looking at your healthcare budget, and anticipating any healthcare needs for 2017. This will help determine which Medicare plan is right for you. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment, for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana.
When identifying the best Medicare plan for you, remember the following tips. Comparison shop and research prescription drugs, and use Medicare.gov to analyze Medicare plans that cover the medications you need. Compare and consider plans that offer coverage you may need, like vision and dental benefits.
For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance.
Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, the walls are coming down, aren't they? I know. We're talking about building some. I think there's some that are positive. There's some that get in the way. But we still have bridges. I mean, that's what relationships are all about, that we can have relationships. Most important. And, you know, I got to tell you, one of the things we've been emphasizing since this most recent election and the results is I believe that America is being encouraged by what's going on. This is going to be a time to dream big dreams again. I'm anticipating this pent up potential of human productivity that has just been waiting to be expressed is about to be unleashed. And, the America of the 21st century and what we're about ready to, experience here is going to be real exciting. And our next guest, couldn't come at a perfect time because he says, contrary to popular belief, this next author, the renegade capitalist, says this may be the greatest time in history to start a business. David Thomas Roberts, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, good to have you here. I, like you, I'm excited about this time, you know, because I think this is going to open up many possibilities with this Trump administration, with the cancellation of regulations, a healthcare system that has been a incredible anchor and drag on our economy and people's ambitions. You know, when we were focused on all this silly, goofy minimum wage stuff, and I say silly, goofy, I say, you know, who wants minimum wage? We want maximum wage, right?
Exactly. You know, and even the immigration bill with the immigration issue, you know, the one thing that I don't hear pundits talk about enough is how that impacts wages and how that impacts. I'll give you a really simple example is high school kids that are trying to find a part-time job. mm-hmm. have had a hard time finding a part-time job because of illegals that take their jobs.
Right. Well, Israel Ortega from Opportunity Lives, we talked about it earlier, and people were surprised. And he and I talked about this earlier, both of us Hispanic, saying, look at, I think part of the general reasonable consciousness of most human beings is that it's got to be fair. And you have legal, Hispanics, illegal immigrants that are here in this country saying, look, I want a fair shot. You know, I've had to stand in line. I waited in line. There's some immigrants that you think, wow, they're incredible. We talked to one gentleman in Ireland. He has been waiting for over 13 years to get in this country because he wanted to do it the right way. And yeah. So he's been waiting in line to be sponsored and get all this stuff worked out. And, boy, we need him here now because, I mean, he's brilliant. This guy should be here. But he has waited his turn. But, you know, the sentiment is, and this is why people were so surprised and where, you know, some ideologues misread the attitude of everyday Americans and I would say even legal constituents in this country say, look, I want a fair shot at it. I don't have a fair shot. If illegals are jumping in front of the line and they're undermining my opportunity to get a job, that's not fair.
I agree. I totally agree. Mm. And hopefully we have a ray of hope here that some of us will end. You know, in one of my technologies companies, Bill, I've got a client who came from Colombia. Mm. Took him 10 years and $25,000. So when you ask somebody like that, you know, what does it mean that people can just step over you and come to the country and take advantage of all the advantages that citizens have? He gets angry.
Yes.
So you're right. It's got to be fair for everybody.
But they can be encouraged, too, because, number one, when you're legal, you're not operating in the shadows. If you're operating under the table and you're being, paid less than, which may be more than from the country you came from, but you're still, you're being ripped off. It's not right for you. It's not right for the employer. And I think there's a big change and a shift that has to take place here. And, hopefully... in both sides, all parties involved. We're not exonerating anybody. We've all been complicit in this, even down to the household that decides to hire an illegal maid, right?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. That's correct.
So we can't take these things for granted. I mean, so there's plenty of finger pointing to go around, but we need to wake up to the reality of this immigration issue and the rule of law. Laws are there for a good reason, and when we follow them, it goes well for us. And we wonder why the immigration policies and our what's being represented in this country is in such disarray is because we've unanchored from those quality anchoring points, which are based in law. If we follow the law, it'll go well. Everybody will win. But look at it. If we want to, cut corners on it, then, we're paying the price. So
I agree.
We're reaping what we've sown.
But it's still the best time ever that, in my opinion, to start a business. And here's why. First of all, connectivity. We've never had the level of connectivity actually globally that we've had, and the technology that's available. I mean, you can literally start a business and have customers all over the world. You're not confined to a street corner or even a region, depending on what your business is. So I think the technology and the connectivity opens up, a lot of avenues that 10 or 15 years ago weren't there.
And I'm glad you're putting it in this context, David, because some people would think on the heels of the argument of, globalism versus nationalism, to me, it's a recipe. It's a balance. There has been an imbalance. That's why it's been the issue. And sometimes when there is an imbalance, the knee-jerk reaction is take it 180 degrees the opposite. But you're saying, look, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There is still value, and it's irresistible. You cannot ignore connectivity and the global influence and impact that we all have. We're each other's neighbors, right?
Right, and I've got examples in my book, Unemployable, that shows folks that have done something, and maybe it started out as a hobby, it ends up being a global business for them, and the type of freedom that it creates. I call this economy that we're in today the gig economy because, and especially, Bill, with millennials, where they may do two or three different things that create income from them that they want the freedom to not to be able to be tied to a cubicle from 8 to 5 every day.
Right.
So it's really about what your imagination, and what problem, because really at the end of the day, in most businesses, you're solving some kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're solving them before even people realize that they had a problem. But it's I always talk about entrepreneurship is bringing value to an idea.
Right.
So, if you have an idea and it's valuable to other people, people will pay for it.
Exactly. As my old mentor used to say, David, he said, ideas solve sales, sales solves everything. You know, nothing happens until something is sold, right? Because that's the worth of your idea in the marketplace. And, people are excited to have that opportunity. And again, I think we've been ratcheted back. We've been handcuffed for a long time. That's why I just see this, as you say, this gig economy about ready to explode. Tell us about micro businesses. What are you seeing here?
Well, micro businesses are the type of businesses where somebody could just be starting it from their dinner table. If you got connectivity and got a computer, and there's several examples of this I have in the book of folks that I've met. For instance, a lady who was an attorney and was working 80, 90 hours a week and hated her job, and was looking for some place to go to have a sketch or a drawing done of her dogs that she loved. She couldn't find it. She put it out on the internet. This freelance artist responded to it and provided it to her, and the idea popped in her head that, hey, there's all these freelance artists that are part of the gig economy that want something to do to make extra money. What if I hook up people like me to people like them?
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can get, they can send a picture in and get a painting done of their beloved pets. And she's made that into a global business.
Wow.
And it's actually replaced her income as an attorney. There's just
great.
All
yeah.
kinds of examples like that.
Right. If you're open for the opportunity, as you say, and today you can still start a business in spite of some of the regulations. I look forward to some of those being eliminated, but you can still bootstrap it, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that, I love the bootstrap businesses. Just about every business I've started has been bootstrapped initially. The technology company Telegistics that we started 19 years ago was started with $1,000 and a folding card table and 2 folding chairs. And we rented a closet in the building because we couldn't afford one of the executive suites. And, so I know all about bootstrapping, and that's my favorite way to do something. Bill, I spoke at the University of Texas MBA school not too long ago, and everybody there, all the MBAs that were there, were all looking for the next big thing, which is great.
Right.
That's outstanding to be looking for, or going out and getting $50 million from venture capitalists. But I talk about simple ideas that you improve on something that you feel like needs to be improved. And the example that I use is I have a neighborhood dry cleaners and laundromat. And one of the things that I always hated doing was taking my clothes to the laundromat, dropping them off, then picking them back up again. And it was a pain. And if somebody would just pick them up and take them and deliver them back to me, I'd pay more.
Right.
Just for the convenience of not doing that. Well, these guys figured it out. When they started out doing this pickup and delivery service, they had 2 locations. Now they have over 300. And so it's just, there's nothing sexy about a dry cleaners, right? When I talk about that story with the MBAs, they're like, their eyes kind of roll in the back of their head. But here's somebody that took an idea, there's nothing new or sexy about a dry cleaners, but found a way to improve on it.
Exactly.
So, I always ask people, I said, look around you for things that you don't like or you think could be done better and find out how to improve on them. So it doesn't have to be the next great invention. It could just be an improvement on something in your daily lives that would, that you could make money from.
It's all about being successfully unemployed your entire life. What a novel concept, huh? We're turning the paradigm upside down to your benefit, ladies and gentlemen. Unemployable book available at all the usual places, right, David?
That's correct. Available at any bookstore. We do have a special promo for Bill for your show. So if you go to DefiancePress.com, which is the publisher, and enter in Bill and the promotion code, you'll get a 40% discount, which is a bigger discount you get from Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
Embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad.